Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you're not supposed to be walking on the flag. So he sees more of it in that sense than he does in anything else. You know, everybody's got a perspective on this, which is the reason I brought it up, because it has become very much a social media hot topic. It just has. Going back to the Bill Cosby thing, I don't know. I would probably say it's more to do with probably the network than anything. Maybe there's a contractual agreement. I have no idea. I think it's inappropriate. I don't think it should be airing. And the shame of it is that it penalizes all the other actors in that program because they were around that guy. I don't think it's a black and white issue. I can't imagine anybody at this point making an argument in favor of Bill Cosby after what has come out and what's been written about and discussed and proven. So, you know, I don't know. I don't even claim to know. But that's a good point. It's a good point. But this has become yet another Nike. And because of the interjection of Colin Kaepernick's name, it's made it a very sensationalistic story. So I just thought I'd bring it out there in case you haven't seen it. If you're perusing your social media platforms today, I'm sure at some point or another it's going to pop up. Because if I saw it once, I probably saw it 10 or 15 times when I first got into the office today and just started scrolling through Facebook. And there it was. You know, I mean, it seemed like every other person had one of the stories out with the picture of the shoes, Colin Kaepernick's name attached to it. And then I just thought to myself, here we go again. It's not that things are hunky-dory. I think there's been a ton of awareness raised, and you can never have enough. I completely agree with that. I just think to myself, man, Nike just, sometimes they just can't get it right. And that's okay, because I don't have any feeling for Nike whatsoever, and I certainly don't have any empathy for Nike by the money they make and the way they go about their business. But just knowing that they will never get any of my money. And that's just the way it's been for a very long, 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 long time. 855-830-8648. Hey, don't forget, coming up here in the bottom of the next hour, about 45 minutes from now, Jeremy Jeffress is going to be joining us. I want to make sure we get that out there. We're going to talk with him. The Brewers reliever last night got a save against the Reds. We'll talk to him about this team and the way they're playing right now, specifically as they head down the stretch. They get Cincinnati, they get Pittsburgh, and then they finally get a little bit of a break and a reprieve. And then we'll talk with him also about the excitement around Christian Yelich, around the rest of the guys that are going to the All-Star game. And then in addition to that, to Christian Yelich being in the Home Run Derby as well. So we'll get into that discussion. All that is coming up. Yesterday, tragic news came out of the world of Major League Baseball. And it's just one of those situations where you think, there for the grace of God go I. And now I guess we're all left with the questions of what happened. But nevertheless, the Anaheim Angels pitcher, Tyler Skaggs, passed away yesterday at the age of 27. So we'll get into that discussion and break that down. I shouldn't say break it down, but we'll talk a little bit about that coming up, as well as getting into some buy or sell after the top of the hour. Also, some shout-outs for some very nice successes locally. We'll get into that discussion as well, but all before Jeremy Jeffress coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Sometimes when you're going out to buy a new vehicle, you want to do more than just take it for a ride around the block. And you can do that 90 days, as a matter of fact, if you want to take it at Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com and see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. And to do what I did, take it for 90 days, put it through its paces, put it through your lifestyle. And if you like it, you're good to go. You can get up to $2,000 off. And if you don't, you can bring it back. No further commitment. No questions asked. Just say, yeah, it's just not the car for me. Maybe grab something else. Maybe find something more to your liking. Maybe find something more or less affordable. Whatever it is you're looking for, go for it. That's from our friends over there at vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. And they have dealerships all over the state of Wisconsin and outside of the borders of Wisconsin as well. They also have service departments that can handle anything, any make, any model, any foreign or domestic, whatever it happens to be. And check them out. Give them an opportunity. They continue to grow. They're all employee-owned as well, family-born and employee-owned, so you're always dealing with somebody who's got some skin in the game. That's my friends over at Van Horn Auto. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. And see for yourself all about the 90-day test drive, all the vehicles they have to offer, everything that goes on over there at vanhornauto.com. So yesterday, not much as far as the details are known, but the death yesterday of Tyler Skaggs rocked the baseball world. The Los Angeles Angels pitcher found dead in his hotel room yesterday, which was just hours before he was scheduled to face the Texas Rangers. He was 27 years old. Many tributes, obviously, on social media yesterday and last night all continued to ring throughout Major League Baseball and throughout the athletic world in general. The Tarrant, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, or Tarrant County, Texas Medical Examiner's Office, they have not released the cause of death yet. Many questions, though, about what happened here. The one thing they did say is they do not expect foul play, and they do not expect this to be a suicide. He was 27 years old, just married to his wife Carly back this past December. The Southlake, Texas Police Department sent a statement that they received a call about an unconscious man in a room at the Hilton Hotel at 2:18 yesterday afternoon. Now, this is about the time that for a 7 o'clock game, guys are now leaving the hotel, and probably what happened was he's in his hotel room. The team's getting ready to take the team bus. The first bus leaves. He's probably going to be on that second bus. And they're probably thinking, okay, he's the starter, so he should probably be here early. Somebody go knock on his door. They did. He didn't respond. Nobody could find him. They opened the door. There he is. The man was unresponsive and pronounced dead at the scene, according to the police department. They did not, again, expect or suspect foul play or suicide. They're going to investigate, but the autopsy is scheduled for today. And they hope to get a lot of answers today when it comes to the 6'4" lefty. Made 96 starts in his Major League Baseball career. He was drafted by the Angels out of high school back in 2009. Made his debut with the Angels in 2012, or actually with the Diamondbacks in 2012. They got him in a trade. He was then traded back to the Angels back in 2013. And prior to becoming a big league pitcher, he grew up in California, went to Santa Monica High School, which is the California connection with guys like Moustakas and Braun and Christian Yelich and such. But nevertheless, at 27 years old, just a sad and shocking story. For a guy that, you know, he wasn't like he was obesely overweight or anything like that. You just wonder what happened. We've seen this before, unfortunately, where maybe this comes out to be some kind of an undiagnosed, unseen, unfindable, cardiac ailment or something like that. I mean, at least, look, on one hand, you hope it's that and it's not anything else that would be detrimental to him, his reputation, or what have you. You know, there's no good way to say you hope somebody passes, but if they're going to have to pass, you hope that it's this way and not because of steroids or anything else like that exacerbated the situation. So just wait for all the details to come out. But sad day yesterday in Major League Baseball as a Tyler Skaggs of the Angels found dead in his hotel room at the age of 27. And he was scheduled to throw last night against the Rangers. So just what a bizarre tragedy. That happened yesterday. Other news, and going back to one of our conversations a little bit before, in the Grand Slam debut, 15-year-old Corey Gauff upset 39-year-old Venus Williams in the first round at Wimbledon. Gauff is the tournament's youngest player, while Venus, entered as the oldest player. Her nickname is Coco. She became the youngest tennis player to win a match at Wimbledon since 1991. That was when Jennifer Capriati won the All England Club, won there at the age of 14. Coco is 15. Gauff said, honestly, I didn't know really how to feel. She's ranked 313th in the world. This was the first time I ever cried after a match while winning. Obviously, I never thought this would happen. I'm literally living my dream out right now, and not many people get to say that. I'm just happy that Wimbledon gave me the opportunity to play. So from tragedy to triumph, what an incredible story. If you saw this happen, It was just an incredible reaction, the outpouring of emotion. She said, I definitely had to calm myself. I never have played on a court that big, but I had to remind myself that the lines on the court are the same size. Everything around it is much, much bigger, but the lines are the same, and at every point I was just telling myself to stay calm. Goff said that Williams, a five-time Wimbledon champion, was congratulatory. Goff, who is also African-American, drew inspiration from Venus and her sister Serena growing up in Delray Beach, Florida, and called the Williams sisters idols in previous interviews. She just told me congratulations to keep going and good luck in the exchange with Venus at the end of the match. I told her thank you for everything that she's done for me. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her, and that she's inspiring. Even though I met her before, I guess I had the guts to finally do that. Just what a neat story that came out of Wimbledon yesterday. And if you didn't get a chance to see it, an incredible triumph. So, again, we go from tragedy to triumph in that quick swoop there. But just a neat story coming out of Wimbledon. Coming up in the next hour, we got some buy or sell coming up. We got some golf news as the locals they're coming on like gangbusters right now. And Steve Stricker has earned himself a spot in the U.S. Open next year. He gets a free invite. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, our reliever, Jeremy Jeffress, Milwaukee Brewers reliever, gets the save last night against the Cincinnati Reds. We'll talk about him, how he's throwing the team as they look forward to the All-Star break, what he's going to be doing to get away from the All-Star break. Also, in addition to that, we'll talk about their excitement in watching Christian Yelich get into the Home Run Derby. And do they talk in that clubhouse at all about the Home Run Derby curse? We'll get into that discussion as well. So there you have it. Hey, a reminder, our friends over there at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus, they got it going on right now. Don't forget, they are teaming up with Jack Links, and they are right now getting you registered to give away a 2019 Chevy Silverado in the Ultimate Tailgate Sweepstakes. The Silverado, bold, modern, big design. And if you purchase any Jack Links product with your Quick Rewards card, you are automatically entered to win. It's that simple. Get your card just by simply stopping into the store or download the free Quick Rewards app right there on your mobile device. No purchase necessary. See store for details. And Quick Trip's got it going on, man. Teaming up with Jack Links and giving you a truck. Doesn't get much better than that. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.